Good day, friends. We come together on the 15th of May, and it looks to be a glorious day ahead of us again here in Perth. We're grateful for the winter rains, or autumn rains, and sunny days as we approach winter. It's time to sit quietly again and prepare ourselves to listen to the Lord. We pick up the story again in his word in Exodus 20. And we're in the second half of the 10 words or 10 commandments that we know of, that the children of Israel have come to worship and to know and to understand who this God is that has rescued them. So we start here in Exodus 20, verse 12. The remaining six commands about how to live with one another. Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or female servant, or his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. When the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain in smoke, they trembled with fear. They stayed at a distance and said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself and we will listen, but do not have God speak to us or we will die." Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning." The people remained at a distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was. Well, my goodness, what a moment in time, and what a revered or fearful moment it would have been to witness and to see the events, and then to hear these words read out to all. There's a correlation between commands that have a sting if you don't. A fear about them. And it's interesting that God chose to test them by demonstrating his awesome power and authority in front of them at this moment, so that they would take seriously these commands for life and for living, because it's good for them and good for us. But in it, we can see that God knows the sinfulness of human heart and the need to have a consequence or an understanding of God's capacity and power to act if they break these laws. And to break these laws is also has major consequence and pain for those who do them, and ultimately on the people themselves. So, you know, to dishonor your parents brings pain upon you in the long run and your mother and father. And that's the first one with a promise, it says, that you may live long in the land. Honor those, give due weight to their words. Even if you don't agree with your parents, give due weight to them. And the life that you live in the land will be a blessing. The others are direct and are the framework of much Western laws. It's not murder, committing adultery, stealing, or to falsely accuse, or to have this coveting idea, always wanting what someone else has. A deceitful heart, as it were. Great laws, and given in love for us to live and to understand. Aren't we blessed to have this foundational truth given to us, as well as the ones who make it happen? The first four of loving the Lord our God is one, and having no other gods, and to not use his name inappropriately, to revere his character, and to remember the Sabbath and to rest. We are so blessed to be able to have these as foundational gifts for society, and may we work towards upholding them in our own lives. And we're grateful for Christ's coming, and that the laws like this are put on our heart with the presence of the Holy Spirit, as we'd want to live these out. Not as a fearful reminder here, because ultimately the human heart will always find a way to do what it wants, but to live with the Holy Spirit's direction and want to do the laws that God has given. Ah, what a joy it is to know Christ, who gives us his Spirit, that we may hunger to obey and live in the lands where we are.